Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
I got the resident. What did you say before that? I'm sorry.
Oh, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Oh, yeah, I unfortunately, yes.
All right. How many children do you have living with you and attend either kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
Oh, nothing. I'm a grandmother.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm sorry, but the quota you qualify for has been filled. First of all, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
No problem, but I have a lot to say about the Boston public school system, though. I'll tell you something. I had five boys, and I wouldn't send my doggy to the Boston public school system. It's a disgrace. Listen, I just want to put my feedback in because I feel bad for the children. You know, it's so unfortunate that the education people. I live up in the Uppins Corner, Adams Village area. There's not a person around here that would ever send their children to the Boston Police. Stay in 10 years, they get out and they move to the suburbs because they do not want to send their children. The firemen, all of them, get out and they move into the suburbs because of the horrible teaching in the, and then my daughter and my sister-in-law taught in the Boston public school system. She was a special needs teacher. She said, you know, you feel so sorry for the children, but it's the parents. They are so rude. If you tell the child to sit down, they'll come up and threaten you. And, And I had a sister that used to live in the Cape, and she used to come up to her job up here in Boston to, at one of the insurance companies, and she'd be on the bus with a lot of people that lived in the Cape. And, she said the way that they would talk on the bus, it was horrible. The parents, they want to hit, they want to abuse, they want to, and they're basically, I guess, I don't know what the minority is in Boston. When they keep saying minority, I mean, I've lived here for all my life, and my mother had 11 children, okay? And she sent them to, the Catholic school was free then, but they will pay $6,000 at St. Brendan's School on Galvin Boulevard for one of their kids. I'm talking about the Boston Police, the Boston Fire, anybody in the city that got any common sense to teach the kids the foundations of school, because you'll never get in the public school. Most of the time, the children are being reprimanded. And the bottom line is that they'll spend that kind of money. That's the cost of St. Brendan's School for kindergarten. Do you believe it? Yeah, for kindergarten, just to send their kids and get them away from. It has nothing to do whatsoever, as they try to portray across this country, racism. If you don't want to put your children into a school where the kids coming out saying F you, this, that, and the other thing. I mean, you just don't want to. Kids don't know what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? This is kids. Children don't know what they just, and even the little children themselves that come from those kind of households, they have no idea what they're saying. But, it's a disgrace. And when are they going to fix it? What is the, and then what happens is that, what I gather is that they can't get the good teachers because they're basically afraid of the parents. And they're afraid of the students and they're afraid of the behavior is what it is. And, people in America are not racists. They just don't want their children to end up in jail. And when you start giving them a foundation of that, they end up that way. You know, they end up in, because kids will hook on to anything that, you know how kids are. But you have to keep them at the distance. And if you don't, you're done. I mean, that's the life, your whole life and style is jail. You know, go visiting jails rather than visiting colleges. So, it has to start at the foundation, and all the money they put in, all the money they put into the school, it's sad. It really is sad. Pathetic. It's pathetic. And of course, we won't discuss what's going on in the country today. It makes it worse than better. And they're bringing, you know, it's so sad. They're putting millions of dollars into the school system. And I'll tell you something. I go to Quincy for my, I go to Quincy to the YMCA.
Hello?
I go over there to Quincy and I go.